Limerick pharmacist and owner of Limitless Health, Dara Scanlon, says he can provide medicines at lower price rates than Spain and Northern Ireland and 60% cheaper than other pharmacies. And Dara is on the line right now. Hello, Dara.
Hi, Joe. How's How it are going? You? It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Absolutely. Dara,
Don't stop me now, says you.
Exactly. And I won't, because I want to ask you.
Excellent.
How do you manage this?
How do I manage it? Look, more importantly, Joe, is why I'm doing this. And the reason why I'm doing this is to enhance patient compliance. I'm making medication more affordable for my patients and customers alike, so that it cuts down on, say, bed blockers in hospitals, or heart strokes. You know, people weren't buying their medication because it was becoming too expensive in this country, you know. So I have a Limitless Health, which is saving 60% on monthly medications. And if you can check it up online, limitlesshealth.com. And my price list there is for a sample of the products. We do both brand and generic, and it's you can pick whatever medication you're on. You can either get the brand or the generic equivalent, and we'll quote you. You can email us directly at admin@scanlonspharmacy.com or admin at...
Right, Dara, go on. How do you do it?
That's the secret sauce.
Ah, come on, Dara, come on.
Would you ask Michael O'Leary the same question?
Of course I would, and I wouldn't let him off the hook until he answered me. So tell me, how do you do it?
You're a true Limerick man, I can tell you.
Absolutely.
That. Point. Well, it's like this. If I was Michael O'Leary, how could I charge 99 cents for one seat and then 99 euros for another seat, depending on? I deal directly with my generic wholesalers, and I get deals based on volume and scale, Joe, be quite honest with you.
Okay, so it's got to do with the size of your operation,
correct,
the number of branches,
correct,
and in essence, you're saying to your supplier,
yes,
look, lads, you have to give it to me cheaper, but I'll buy more of it.
Well, yes, exactly. It's the volume and scale scenario, you know. With my three branches, obviously, I'm right alongside you in the Dock Road since 2014, between yourself and Bellissimo, and I'm in Stocks, in Castle Troy. They're all late night pharmacies, Stocks, Castle Troy, Dublin Road, and here, I'm here on the Ennis Road today, actually, after the Gaelic Grounds, and they're all Scanlon's late night pharmacies. I think everybody would know them anyway on the website. If they look up Limitless Health, we have our phone numbers there, and, you know.
Yeah, Well, first of all, these drugs are all official, absolutely,
oh, yes,
above,
absolutely,
board, 100% bona fide medicines.
Absolutely. They all carry a product authorization. And this is the one thing that I want to settle. I want to give people a sense of calm and ease about medication management. Every medication that's dispensed in pharmacies around Ireland have to have a product authorization, be it brand or generic. Once you have a product authorization, it's been tested and regulated by the EU, so you're allowed to dispense. Our license is dependent on that, Joel.
Right, no, Dara, and far be it for me to suggest that you're anything other than a particular pharma genius, but why aren't others doing what you're doing if you can get the 60% cheaper price?
Well, you see, the thing about that is, like, I dare not answer that question. and first of all, second of all, I've developed a low-cost model. I've been experimenting with price on the Ennis Road before I opened up my Castle Troy branch in 2013. I opened up in 2010 on the Ennis Road. So my low-cost model was based on this and giving my patients and customers a better value for their medication to increase patient compliance.
Well, interestingly, a listener has been in touch to say she's saving over €200 a year by using this scheme.
Excellent.
And that's only on two items. So imagine you have eight items of medication.
Correct.
And
I
the savings that you would make.
I could save potentially a patient between €400 to €500 per annum.
Yeah.
On 8 to 10 items.
But how is it possible? I went into a pharmacy not long ago, right?
Okay, Joe.
And the previous time I went in there, which was a couple of years back, the medication that I was prescribed cost me, for I think 28 tablets, €100. To be honest with you, the price did more damage to me than the illness
medication
that I had.
Exactly.
And I went in there a couple of weeks back, and the lady says to me, oh, that'll be €15 for the brand and €7 for the non-brand.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. We won't say names on this, but Scanlon's Pharmacy can do better.
Will you stop with the end? Answer my question.
For the same medication. I know. Look, I appreciate your comments. It's an excellent question, and it's an excellent way to actually break down the valuation on costings of medication. As you said there, you're on your show. Yes, I am better priced than Spain, Portugal, and Northern Ireland. Now, this was going to come about, and since I was experimenting over the last couple couple of years of buying the right product for the right patient, I would say at the right time, it helps the volume and scale of my operation to increase, obviously, you know, in location-wise to develop my business.
So in essence then, are you saying that the ordinary Limerick person is mm-hmm. being screwed left, right and centre when it comes to the prices of medicine?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, Joe, no comment. Check out limitlesshealth.com.
All right, Dara.
Joe,
obviously, it's as far as I'm going to get with you.
Hey, so. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
I am. I'm a bit of an idiot now, I think,
you're
as well. You ran through me, like, as we'd say in West Limerick, like a scour through a bullock. All right. Thanks, Dara.
Thanks.
Dara Scanlon there from Scanlon's Pharmacy. We'll be back after this break.